You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Welcome to it. I had a delightful conversation this morning with the gentlemen who are redoing the kitchen. They are Spanish-speaking individuals, and they're outstanding, hardworking men who are in the country legally, by the way, and a wonderful. This Google Translate on the phone is pretty nice to be able to talk to them and share things. And yesterday, I got a big laugh out of them because they were removing the popcorn ceiling from the house, which is, you know, awful. Popcorn ceiling's terrible. I don't know who the hell came up with it. And I told them my mantra, which is, if I could go back in history and kill one person or several before they could commit acts of great evil, first would be the guy who invented the popcorn ceiling, and second would be Hitler. And they laughed out loud. They thought that was funny. Had a great conversation with them, and I got to tell you, I'm taking next week off, but today, you know, we're going to put the pedal to the metal today. Did you guys hear the shot heard around the world? No, it was actually the FU heard around the world.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Fuck you.
Yeah, that was the bleep you heard round the world. And you know what? We kind of went to that Let's Go Brandon for a while. And now I think we're back to the other, you know. And I don't normally like to use foul language. I don't use it on the radio. And usually only reserve the foul language for when I put together IKEA furniture. But I'm thinking it's time to take the gloves off on the bleep Joe Biden once again. This is what I did on Instagram to tell you exactly what that bleep you meant to America.
Hey guys, I don't know if you caught this, but a Newsmax reporter talked.
This is on my Instagram.
To a construction worker after a little rally for Donald Trump in Manhattan, and here's what he had to say.
Whoops, sorry, hold on.
To Joe Biden.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
This has gone viral worldwide for a number of reasons. One of them, I think, is it's a classic New Yorker, somebody who's been obfuscated by the nonsense happening in this country.
Oh, yeah.
A plain-spoken man who's sick and tired of the bullcrap in this country, and tired of being told that his masculinity is toxic, and tired of the nonsense being taught our children in schools like CRT and transgender bullcrap.
Oh, yes.
Porn being in our kids' libraries and COVID restrictions that never had to happen. Joe Biden's administration started with millions of people in sports stadiums saying just what this construction worker said. Then they made us say, let's go, Brandon. And now we're back to unfiltered.
Yeah, we are back to unfiltered on the old Joe Biden, because honestly, this was a lot of things. There were a lot of things there. You're just thinking that it's just two little words to Joe Biden. It's much more than that. And yesterday I saw a part of New York that I haven't seen in a very long time. I remember when I was a kid and I was watching movies and stuff in New York City, and it was always, you know, New York was the epicenter of the country. It was the patriotic center of the world. It was high-rise construction workers busting their butts all day building the greatest city in the history of the world, and it was the greatest city in the history of the world. And there was a pride in the different ethnic neighborhoods in New York City, with the Italians over here and the Chinese over here and the Germans over here and the whatever over here. And we all got together because, you know what, we are here to build this great country. And it's different than any country in the history of the world. It is. I mean, honestly, I've said this before. You go watch the Summer Olympics sometimes, and then watch the Chinese Olympic team. They're all freaking Chinese, all right? And it's the same way with the Zimbabweans. And it's the same way with the whatever and the whatever and the whatever. The United States of America, you know, going way back with Jesse Owens when he rubbed Hitler's face in his master race, you know, 90 years ago, or even more than that, it's about 90 years ago. And so we've been told that we're supposed to feel ashamed of America because a bunch of spoiled brats who were listening to the words of the class of 1968, and they were kneeling during the national anthem and all that. And we've been kind of cool about it. We've been kind of like, okay, you know, whatever, let the kids have a little temper tantrum. But we've got a quiet rage within all of us, and we're just done with it. We're done with this nonsensical crap. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to be polite about it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done. I was in the other day. I was at the gym. And I'm sitting there, and I'm in the steam room, right? It's where I go to pray and meditate, you know, and all that. And this jackweed just starts spewing off a bunch of nonsense about Joe Biden. And I said, literally, man, I don't got time for this. I'm not going to hear your nonsense. You know, if you want to debate, and he wouldn't listen to me when I'd make a point. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You're an idiot. I'm done. What you're saying is complete nonsense, and it is nonsense. All of this CRT and transgender nonsense, and it's all nonsense. All this green energy, nonsense. It's all ridiculous, and we're done with it. America is done with it. We've been patient with it thus far. And the last straw, I think, really, was at these idiotic rallies on campus where they're trying to repeat the summer of 2020 all over again with another set of bought and paid for spoiled brats saying, this time they're saying, you've got to kill all the Jews and we hate America. You know what? Bleep you. We're done with this crap. Here's another guy yesterday, another Newsmax guy. Newsmax doing a great job yesterday in Manhattan. This is a guy who's ahead of the Steamfitters Local 638 in New York City.
It's was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue collar worker of New York City. We are very patriotic union and we are pro-America. I put out a poll in my union.
Yes.
President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We are living it every day in New York City.
Yeah, and I think we came up with this about a year ago.
We won the last election. My campaign was perfection. They stole the vote, and we all know. They raided Mar-a-Lago. The FBI has got to go. They're not our friend. They are our foe.
3 years ago,
we're not gonna take it. No, you're not gonna take it. And you're not gonna take it. Hillary deleted all her emails, and Hunter Biden should be in jail. You know I am right, and they are wrong. We'll win come this November, and this crap we will remember. Once and for all, let's drain the swamp. We're not gonna take it. No, you're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. Believe me, we're not gonna take it. I just have to tell you.
We are done. We're done. And you know, so I was listening to my friend Dan Bongino. And Bongino's like, we gotta stay focused. We got to stay focused. Focused, as I've been saying, focused as the founders, meaning we've got to win the election. There is no relaxing. There's no, you know, chilling for a few minutes thinking we got in the back. We are in a war right now, and the victory is in November when Donald Trump is the president again. That's it. And you guys who are hangers-on for Nikki Haley, it ain't going to happen. All right, it's not going to happen if you're thinking, you know, that she's going to somehow come back or whatever. It's not going to happen because everybody who I'm talking about here, and the crowd is getting bigger and it's becoming Democrat construction workers and it's becoming black people and Hispanic and women and Democrats and liberals all coming together because we want to save our country, and Nikki Haley ain't going to save our country. You know, it's just not going to happen. Ron DeSantis, maybe he's got some great ideas. But honestly, he would have been eaten alive already. He doesn't have the money, and he doesn't have the balls that he's not the MMA fighter that Donald Trump is. 9 years of 90%, 97% negative coverage, 2 impeachments, 4 political indictments. Nobody else could do that. Nobody else could do that. And I was thinking about this yesterday. What's going on in Washington, D.C.? What are they thinking? Because, you know, Nikki Haley still hasn't endorsed Trump, and there are still people voting for Nikki Haley and all this. And then Steve Bannon kind of nailed it. Listen to this.
The Republican establishment does not want Donald Trump to return as president of the United States, full stop. Their plan is to pick up a couple of seats and control the Senate, to hold the House and pick up a couple of seats, control the House. And then in their mind, hey, as bad as Biden is, we got him blocked. He's an old guy. We got him blocked. But Trump is gone. And with Trump gone, MAGA's gone. And they look at Pennsylvania with those votes for Nikki Haley. They said, we can rebuild the traditional neoliberal neocon because we got Fox and we got the stupid talking points.
Don't have Newsmax.
And we still got the RNC. We got the stupid talking points. And we can just go out there and tell people. And eventually MAGA will acquiesce and people go about their lives of being the proletariat they are and just, you know, working and paying taxes and giving some money to the RNC and giving money to Nikki Haley's 2028 campaign. And Bob's your uncle. Note.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We are on a revolutionary footing. There's no doubt about it. We are on a revolutionary footing. We recognize what is at stake. And we have suffered now 9 years, but really the last four where they put the pedal to the metal, abuses and usurpations of all of us, of all of us. And now we know that the Republican Party, with Mike Johnson, is just like everybody else, and they are same old, and they're a uniparty, and they're going to keep doing what they want, despite what we are begging them to do. And if they think we're going to go back to that, even with Republicans in charge, ain't going to happen. That wing of the GOP is on life support, and we're going to pull the plug in November. Ooh, how's that sound? Here's a number, 800-922-6680. Lots of news with regard to the case in New York that hopefully it sounds like it's falling apart. Your phone calls, lots of comedy, because it is a glorious Friday on The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Basically Democrats, all of us, and after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
We are in the middle of a war in this country. That's what this is. It's not a war between black and white. It's between the permanent state and the everyday citizen. Between those of us who love the United States of America and a fringe minority who hates this country and what we stand for. Yep.
So after we vote, what do? They don't need us for anything. That's what they do. Year after year after year. Same abandoned homes, same crime rate. The same can be said for Memphis. The same can be said for St. Louis. The same can be said for Detroit.
They're telling us as American women, specifically black American women, we need to abort our children. But if you're coming across the border with your baby, oh, come to the land of milk and honey.
Come down here and see this neighborhood and what's here and how the children are so close to it. We're not going to stand for it.
Just make the playing field level. What are you afraid of?
Black people better understand this. If we don't stand together, and we don't make a change, they've already brought the replacements in for us.
So we need to come together as one, white, black, gray, purple, orange.
It's time for us to be one America. No longer can we sit back and say, I'm a white American, I'm a black American. We have to be Americans right now.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. I want you to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs?
What?
F*** you.
What?
War.
Yeah, I tell you, I think we've had enough. We really had enough of this nonsense, to be quite honest. I can feel it. I know you can feel it. That's why I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. But the thing is, we got to just keep the energy going, and we've got to fight every bit of the way to November. That's all there is to it. Toliver is doing it. And we keep getting setbacks, you know. They're still not listening to us. They're still not listening to us in D.C. Here's Tucker Carlson with Joe Rogan. I think this is pretty telling, actually, and I agree, by the way.
Recognizing all the times that I was lied to, but, you know, I didn't know I was being lied to. They kind of pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's something incredibly insulting and demeaning to tell me a lie when I know it's a lie.
Yeah.
And you know I know it's a lie. We both know it's a lie, yeah, but like you're demanding that I...
Yeah, like Joe Biden doesn't have dementia, that the southern border is not wide open, these things. And they know it's a lie. They just think they can get away with it.
Pretend to believe it?
Right.
What you're really saying is, I have no respect for you. You're like my dog.
Yeah. Right.
You're a slave.
Well, there's no real other way to lie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they're doing to us. I tell you, we have a bourgeois. We have a proletariat. The bourgeois, they move to Washington, D.C., spend their entire lives telling us how to live ours, and we feast on their crumbs. I mean, we provide the buffet. Right, we pay the taxes. We do the work. We do the heavy lifting. We are the worker bees. We are the worker ants that are we are the producers and we are the taxpayers. And they feast on what we made them, and they share it with their cronies. And we get the crumbs. We get what's left on the plate when we're busting the tables. And Mike Johnson is no different.
Another lecture from Joe Scarborough about defending democracy when this is not a democracy, it's not even a close approximation of a democracy, then I'm going to go crazy.
Right.
When they stand up and pass a $60 billion funding bill for Ukraine when 70% of the population doesn't want it, when they're ignoring the actual problems in our country, like the economy and the border, and they're calling in Congress over the weekend to pass something that people don't want while ignoring the things that people do want. And if they do the same kind of thing again and again for like 50 years and they call it a democracy, that will drive you insane because it's just too dishonest. Why not just say, we don't give a shit what you want. We are getting something out of this Ukraine funding, whether it's like the thrill of being masters of the universe or whether it's money from the defense contractors, whatever we're getting out of it is more important to us than your opinion. This is not self-government. You don't run this country. We do. Shut up and obey. If they at least said that, you'd be like, okay, I get it. Those are the terms. Because I just can't deal with the lying.
Yeah, well, you know, we all get it now. And as much as MSNBC and ABC and CBS and PBS and NPR and BBR and all of these, unless they really believe that they're getting away with something, they really believe, like when Joe Scarborough says, no, Joe Biden's fine, brain is fine. It's just laughable. That's why I'm here to make fun of them. I'm just here to make fun of them and to boost your morale and to show you the absurdity of what they're doing to us and to uncover all of the lies and the bullcrap. And I've been ahead of it for a while now. Everything from the beginnings of COVID. I started saying COVID was a scam in March of 2020. I said that January the 7th was a joke on January the 8th. You know, I mean, or January 6th, I'm sorry, on January the 7th. I was doing a Joe Biden there for a second. I was forgetting the date. But honestly, we understand. We get it. And I've been very blessed to be here. You are very blessed to be in this moment in history, and we have come together, and now we know. And now we get it. And now we're way ahead of them, and they think they're fooling us, but they're not fooling us anymore. It's a joke. It's a joke. Even Comedy Central realizes what a joke it is.
With Donald Trump trapped in the courthouse, it was a perfect opportunity for Joe Biden to seize the initiative. And hey, man, you got the campaign all to yourself, Mr. President. Time to press your advantage.
The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea has angrily denied a false claim by President Biden that his uncle was eaten by cannibals during World War II.
We flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Listen. You're going to lose the election.
Yeah.
There you go. Look, at some point we all get to an age where we confuse our own life story with the plot of Indiana Jones. It happens.
No. Everybody gets it. Everybody knows that when we get rid of this iteration of the federal government, life is going to get better. And there are great things on the way. But we got to stay focused. Focused as the founders, people. All right. Going to get into the trial in New York City, as well as the laptop cover-up. finding out more about that on this Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Stick around. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Four more years. Pause.
Yeah, Democrats, that's your candidate. President Derpy Doo. That's what I call him, President Derpy Doo, because that's what he sounds like when he ever tries to talk. And then apparently he's changed his walking routine to Marine One. Did you hear about this? He used to walk solo across the grass, but apparently he's so feeble he'd trip over an untrimmed blade of grass. So now he's being escorted, surrounded by people to the helicopter. He's so old and feeble and demented, he can't walk to the stinking helicopter by himself through a grassy yard because they're afraid he's going to fall down. And he doesn't have a medical alert beeper, so he might not be able to get up. That's your president. I mean, honestly, it's laughable. And if you support him, you're a fool. I mean, honestly, if you support Joe Biden, voting for Joe Biden because you think that Joe Biden is going to be the president for 4 years and is even mentally or physically able to be the president right now, you're a fool. You are an absolute buffoon. You're laughably stupid, honestly. You shouldn't say that. You're going to alienate the idiots in the audience. Well, I don't care, to be quite honest, because if you vote for Joe Biden, you're an idiot. There you go. That's all. You shouldn't do that. Yes, I should. I don't even care. Oh, Adam Schiff was forced to give a speech at a fancy San Francisco dinner in casual wear after carjackers stole his luggage. Wait a minute. Do you suppose that maybe that was Sam Brinton, the transgendered nuclear waste director? Who was stealing luggage off the carousels at a number of airports around the country. That was another embarrassment by this stupid and awful administration. It laughable. This should have been like enough to, you know, be a punchline for the next 20 years. But, it went away. You know, the transgendered nuclear waste director who was hired because he's transgendered and bald and wore makeup and dresses and stole women's clothing. But I guess he wouldn't be him because he doesn't steal men's clothing, so no men's clothing on that. But, you know, here's the deal. When you see stuff like that, it makes you realize God has a sense of humor. It does, because Adam Schiff and the Democrats are saying, hey, the crime is not up, you know. I know we have to step around piles of crap in San Francisco, and I know that the Tenderloin District is now, you can't go there without getting, stepping on a syringe and watching somebody die of a fentanyl overdose and having to step over their bodies as you watch the CVS getting robbed completely blind. Other than that, honestly, it is a great city, and you should go. You should go. It's so nice. Seriously. Oh, my God, y'all. Yeah, I'm just in a good mood today, man. Part of it is because I am I'm taking next week off. I know, I'm sorry. But there's the podcast. And I will occasionally be checking in on social media. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You're going to be fine. Let me talk you through it. Because we have Mary Walter next week. She's amazing. Mike Opelka. He's going to be filling in next week. He's friggin' amazing. Michael Pelka, one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my dang life. So you're going to be taken care of. I know I'll miss you too. Stop it. Just stop it right now. Stop it. I'm going to be on television this weekend, by the way. My TV show on Newsmax called Rob Carson's What in the World is Off the Hook. This weekend is really funny. So you got that. Just go to Newsmax. You can get your membership to Newsmax Plus. There's a good excuse for you. You can watch the archive of all the shows. You can watch how I've lost weight over the last 4 years. And gotten funnier. NewsmaxPLUS.com. Let's go to the phones. I think we need some phones. Ernest in Essex. How are you, my brother? Ernest, you want to talk about these idiots on college campuses protesting against Israel? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is an excellent opportunity to vet these people and make sure they're on the no-gun list.
Yeah.
Because we don't need these people with weapons.
Well, I understand that. I think they're so stupid and they're such little snowflakes that if the gun made the boom-boom sound, they would drop it and run screaming.
Well, it's not only that. There's a lot of them that are not of our citizenship.
Yes, yes.
That should be immediately deported.
Yes.
And these schools should be defunded.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
One cent going to any of these schools that promote anti-American civilization.
Yeah, anti-American or anti-Semitic. It's absolutely absolutely cannot happen. We've got brown shirts on America's campi, who are literally chanting "Death to America, Death to Israel." That's not protected speech, kids. That's history repeating itself, and we got to crush it. You're right, bro. You are absolutely right. I'm with you. I'm as far as I'm concerned, all I think that Americans need, you and me need, is permission. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be unfiltered about it. If one of these little snowflakes takes a swing at me, that's going to be the last swing that they make because they're going down. We're done with it. We're done with this nonsense. Yesterday we saw a snapshot of it in New York City. And I'm going to tell you, these pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protests in New York City in the shadow of the Freedom Tower, it's time for America to deliver a beat down to this nonsense. Absolutely 100%. Appreciate the phone call, bro. Appreciate the phone call. Did you hear this idiot who's like the director of the Columbia University, the protest there in the camp? He's like a transgendered snowflake from hell. Let me see if I can find the audio. This is just hilarious. This moron. He like threat. Well, you know, I'll get to it in a minute. Let me find it because it's funny. This little snowflake is them. And it speaks. You know, call it, non-binary. Speaks. You know, says that this person is them and there are the pronouns. And is saying if anybody tries to approach this person, whatever, they're gonna kill them. I'm like, okay, sure. What with your nail file? I mean, really with your nail? Come on, please. You've never taken a swing in your life. I mean, like your fist. Well, I'm going to forget that, too. Never mind. Let's go to Tom in Annapolis. Tom, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind, man?
Okay, hi. One little fix. This is Tim in Dundalk.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Oh, crap. Oh, you're right. Tim in Dundalk, and then Tom coming up next. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I've been listening to you for the as long as you've been on this station.
And cool.
I love your show, but
thank you.
I think you made one little mistake.
What?
In your early, because you said that it's been going on for 8 or 9 years. Actually, you got to include the 8 years of Obama because he started it all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He started the attack on the Jews and the Christians, and he made everything about race.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think he's the one pulling the strings behind Obama. I mean, Biden, because,
Of course he is. Of course he is. The only ex-president to maintain a residence in Washington, D.C., in the shadow of a mosque. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in the shadow of a mosque.
Didn't he, when they went to the Catholic University, make him cover up the crucifix?
Oh, yeah.
And the beer summit. Remember the beer summit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so pathetic. And you know what? It's great for him because he's hiding behind Biden and all these mess ups that are happening over the last 3 years. It won't mess up his legacy, will it?
No, I think that He has lost a lot of credibility, particularly with the black community, because people realize he never did anything for them, and he doesn't care about them now after he is gone. All he cares about is himself, his mansions on the waterfront, and even black people in like places like Chicago, supposedly his hometown, that he's completely ignored, not only while he was the president, but even into today. They're starting to understand what a little creep this guy is, what a little commie this guy is, and I think his legacy is going to erode as time goes on. Appreciate the phone call. I want to play this. This is what? Oh, sorry. I'm gonna cut you off. Sorry about that. So this Kimani James is the Gaza Solidarity Encampment Director at Columbia University's limp-wristed little snowflake. That's homophobic. No, it's not. No, it's not, because he's threatening us with violence, and you can't, you honestly can't punch somebody when you can't hold your fist up. Anyway, James, who states that he is, that the hearing, that he goes by he, she, and they, so he's mentally ill. And he doubled down on an Instagram post that sparked a report. In the report, which he reads aloud at the start of this piece here, he warns Zionists who may want to meet up and fight that he fights to kill. Now, I want you to listen to this buffoon. This buffoon says that he is anti-Israel because he's anti-genocide, and then he promotes genocide. Genocide for everybody who disagrees with him, largely, and then the usual suspects. Listen to this buffoon who's never been in a fight in his or its life ever. Threatening us like he holds sway with anyone, and honestly, I'm just done with these buffoons. I'm not ready to turn the summer of 2020 or 2024 and make it into 2020 again. Listen to this idiot. Come on, here it is. Hold on a second. My computer's a little slow right now. Come on, play. All right, doesn't want to play. Let me come back to that. Let's go to, while I'm doing this, I may have to reboot the computer because I've got it loaded. Let's go to Tom in Annapolis. Tom, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Great show. The two guys ahead of me was perfect in his analysis of people coming across the border.
Yes, sir.
And I think a lot of these so-called students, especially the males, are 25 years old and above, and I'd like them to fingerprint and get a lock of everybody's hair for DNA purposes to find out exactly who or where they're coming from, because I bet a lot of them are from the nations of the otherwise peaceful religion called the Muslim.
Yeah, exactly.
Over there three times for three wars. I don't trust anybody but Israelis in that part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, bro. 100%. I appreciate the phone call. I've got some audio about the Biden administration opening up the border to Middle Easterners from countries that espouse terrorism. Let me see if I get this cut from the non-binary transgendered buffoon to play. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to reboot this stupid computer. What is the deal with computers? Even when I'm on the on a remote location, I can't get computers to play. I have no idea what it is. I need a comic break while I reboot my computer.
When you vote Democrat, it's obvious that you're a moron.
President Derpy-Doo.
When a Dem takes control, drives us into a hole, they're a moron. They are bad, oh so very bad, and it's sad when a Dem gets elected. Clear to see, very clear to see, the economy, look at how they have wrecked it.
Yeah,
you're affected.
Inflation's back up.
Want to defund police, cause of them we get fleeced, they're all morons. Don't deserve your support. How they love to abort, have no soul.
No, not really.
They don't care about you. As gas prices continue to soar on.
Yeah, they're up again.
Democrats are a joke and incredibly woke. They're all morons. They're all morons.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. It is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. I got the audio. So this is this, and honestly, would you be threatened by a non-binary individual who uses he, she, and their pronouns? Listen to what we're up against. This is why these people are going to have a beat down. I mean this, literally. You're going to have a beat down. I said this in 2020. I said to people who burned down the cities and all of that. Kyle Rittenhouse got it. He did it right. But honestly, it's going to take a beat down. It's going to take a physical beatdown. You try to burn down a business, I'm going to give you a beatdown. You try to rob a business, you deserve a beatdown. Sorry, if the authorities aren't going to do it, if our police aren't going to be able to do it because their hands are tied, if our governors and our obviously the White House still hasn't said anything about the anti-Semitic protests on American campuses that are reminiscent of 1933 to 39 Germany. The White House hasn't said anything. Do you hear that, Jewish listeners? Do you freaking hear that? Catholic listeners, he named Easter this year the Trans Day of Visibility, and he signed the cross at an abortion rally. Okay, do you understand? Do you freaking get it? So as far as this buffoon is concerned, he didn't get spanked as a child. I think he probably likes being spanked as an adult. But it's going to take some sort of, you swing first, and it's going to be the last swing you make. Honestly, done. The construction worker in New York City, that's a metaphor for us. We're done with it. We are better armed intellectually and physically. We don't have to sit here and listen to idiots like this and be frightened by them and where they are taking our country, because they're not going to be able to do it, because we're stopping it.
People, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology.
Oh my God.
That results.
I know, I'm quaking in my boots.
In the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. If there are people like,
hey, whenever somebody talks up like that, honestly, really, yeah,
that who exist, Zionists, they're Nazis.
Hey, that's the Jews, by the way, and people who support Israel. They're Nazis. Yeah, I know. It's absurd and stupid, and he obviously hasn't been to a history class.
They're Nazis. They're fascists.
They're the same, actually. Nazis and fascists. So it's kind of a. Again, he's an idiot.
They're supporters of genocide. Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live?
So he just said that he wants the Jews to die. That's what he just said. He supports genocide while saying the Jews are committing genocide. I mean, insane. And of course, you already knew that because he uses he, she, and they pronouns.
No,
are you kidding me?
Chat right now. Should people who are supporters of genocide, should Zionists, a.k.a. Nazis, white supremacists, should they live?
Genocide for the Jews, that's what he's promoting. While calling them, see, this is what liberals do. They project exactly what they do and who they are on you.
Should they live? Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist because they actively...
They need to not exist. When he says S, is it like it'd break a window?
They kill and harm vulnerable people. They stop the world from progressing. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Wow, I'm just terrified. Why are we even having this debate? Why are we even allowing them to hold sway on any policy? Because, honestly... Blow them over. Done. Really? These are the candy aisle kids I've been talking about. They are in the position to demand nothing. They are in the position to demand nothing at all. And all we have to do is say, hey, you know, how about shut up? How about we're done with this nonsense? Honestly, we're not going to have a debate with these idiots, all right? There's no debate going to happen here. All we have to do is defeat them. And stop 2024 from becoming 2020. That's it. Bruce in Pikesville. Hello there, Bruce. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Go right ahead.
Hello. I'm just as confused as you, because if he has that particular orientation, perhaps he wants to go to Gaza and see how that works for him.
Yeah.
I understand because of the Israeli bombing, they are running out of fifth-story windows to throw people out of.
Yeah.
Just one other quick thought. You were talking about Obama pulling the strings.
Yes.
Let's think weekend at Bernie's.
Of course.
Related to Biden.
Yes, one other thing,
but he has a slight problem with Trump. If you remember the end of A Few Good Men, after he says, you want to know the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Yes.
Remember what Jack Nicholson says. As grotesque and as disgusting as my existence is, you want me on the wall and you need me on the wall.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe Trump will play Nicholson or Nicholson will play Trump.
Yeah,
but
that's a good
one. Either way, we need him on the wall.
Absolutely, bro. Thanks for the phone call. I do appreciate it. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. All right, coming up, we're going to get into this New York City case. It's very flimsy. That's like a house of cards, as it were. Also, Brigitte Gabriel, one of my favorite guests, is going to join us. I'm just going to let her talk about the anti-Israel protests on campus. You're going to love it, I promise. This, my friends, Rob Carson Joe, back in a few.